The final witness expected to testify in the Bridgegate trial is on the stand this week. Defendant Bridget Ann Kelly, Governor Chris Christie's former deputy chief of staff, is giving jurors a totally different way to look at the lane closures and resulting traffic jams. Joining us now to explain Kelly's defense and her new allegations against Governor Christie is New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. He joins us by Skype. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So it seems as if so much of this case focuses on the four-month cover-up, even more so than the planning beforehand to close the lanes. Why is that?
So the prosecution is using the evidence from the cover-up period to try to prove the guilt of Kelly and her co-defendant, Bill Baroni, to show that, like, deleted emails, for example, and false legislative testimony indicated an effort to cover up a crime. But Kelly's offering a totally different perspective on this. She's saying that at least a half a dozen Christie officials, plus the governor himself, were aware of at least the allegations, the rumors that this was an intentional, politically motivated traffic jam from the get-go. She says she told Christie himself about the allegation that this was governmental retaliation while the lanes were still closed in September 2013, and that before the whole four-day traffic jam had even ended, she had talked to Christie about it three times. Now, this is the real big bombshell, because Christie said he didn't even know about the traffic jams at all until he read about them in the newspapers after the fact.
So how did Christie respond, according to Kelly, when she told him about the lane closures and the concerns?
Let Wildstein handle it. That's what she said Christie told her. And Wildstein is David Wildstein, the dark arts political operative whom Christie had hired at the Port Authority, which runs the bridge. He's the admitted conspirator in the case. He's testifying for the prosecution against Kelly. Wildstein says Kelly knew this was a retaliatory traffic jam from before it even began.
So isn't that allegation backed up by Kelly's famous time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee, that email?
Right. That's her biggest problem. But Kelly said she didn't know for months that the whole traffic study was bogus. That was the pretense to close the lanes and cause the traffic. She didn't know it was bogus for months. She thought the traffic study was actually real because Wildstein told her it was. And she explains away the time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email by saying she was half joking. Mm. Wildstein and Kelly did have this history of banter like this over email. And because she knew there'd be traffic in Fort Lee as a result of the traffic study, those were the traffic problems. But she also thought it would ease up congestion on most lanes to the bridge, the ones that feed from the turnpike, which apparently it did. And that's also how she explained another damning piece of evidence against her. That's an email she wrote after finding out that kids were stuck on buses in traffic in Fort Lee. She wrote, "Is it wrong that I'm smiling?" That email, she said, reflected how she was of two minds about the traffic study, the ease in traffic on those main lanes for commuters, but at the same time, kids stuck in traffic.
So when did Kelly actually realize that it wasn't a traffic study?
Question that hasn't really been asked yet, but she had a conversation, as I said, with the governor during the lane closures, where she indicated that Fort Lee was looking for help with the traffic. And again, Christie told her to let Wildstein handle it. And she testified that she recalls saying to Christie, Wildstein is talking about government retribution or something like that. And Christie's reply, it's a Port Authority project. Let Wildstein handle it. So Kelly appears to be suggesting she knew there were questions about this, and that was certainly the focus of news stories over 2 months, but that she didn't get nervous that this was really political retaliation until she saw the governor's top men circling the wagons, denying everything like 3 months after the fact. And that's when she decided to delete a potentially incriminating email. She even told Christie's chief of staff that she deleted the email, and that's when she began to realize that she might get blamed for this whole scheme.
So she was in tears yesterday on the stand. Is Kelly claiming she was scapegoated? Do we know what the prosecution has to say about that?
Yeah, that's what she's claiming. Prosecutors, though, are arguing that what the mayor of Fort Lee got punished for, not endorsing Christie, was actually central to her job in the governor's office, to the unit that she ran. Prosecutors have emails showing how she talked about endorsements for Christie's reelection just 14 months into his first term. Kelly's a tough witness. She speaks strongly and clearly and looks at the jury. And she, as you mentioned, has shown great emotion. She talked about her email address being blasted out on national TV when the story first broke, about reporters on her front lawn losing her job, about having to hide at her Aunt Pat's house. She struck quite a sympathetic figure. So today will be interesting. We just got started yesterday with the cross-examination from the prosecution. Today will be a full day of cross-examination of Kelly, and she's the last witness. So we're almost done here.
Okay, WNYC's Matt Katz in the courtroom for us all week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Richard.